Hey, this is TA calling in from Camp 2. So, Baltimore School, move that little marker. I might title this one, "Are We Having Fun Yet?" It was a bit of a tough climb for lots of us today. It took us about 4.5 hours for most and six for some. And turns out Bill and Aide were superheroes in that they carried everything they carried through the icefall plus their sleeping gear. I carried basically everything I'd taken through the icefall, but had given up all my stuff I had sent up. And then for the last hour, Pembo was very kind to take some of the rest of my gear, as did Jambu, and Karma took a little bit just to keep me moving a little bit faster. We had heard that the route was a little different this year, and indeed it was. From my memory, I remember it going far right under Noopsy, but it has swung much more into the middle, I suspect, to avoid avalanche danger. It's created five very intense Jumar climbs, and I know from me with my exercise-induced cough, it just almost took me out of the game. The first one where I took my full-on pack, like my 50-pound pack, up this 20-foot climb, just had me breathless for, I'm sure, at least, I don't know, 15 minutes. It was pretty intense. I'd never had such an intense breathlessness experience. Kind of like if you imagine if you just run the hardest 100 meters of your life and then imagine not recovering for about 10 to 15 minutes. Bill was kind enough to take my pack up the second one, and then Carmen noticed that I probably shouldn't be carrying quite so much weight, so he and Jongbu split the stuff that had been sent up to Camp 1 through the icefall, and then I continued on with what I had carried up through the icefall. So it was those first really initial steeps created some bottlenecks and were very intense for everyone. And then after that, it got to sort of the classic Western Coombe steep shuffle, where you just kind of keep putting each foot in front of the other. I know I was aiming for either 50 steps or 100 steps before I would pull up. I think my record might have been 144, and I think my record the other way might have been about 8. I felt like I actually got a rhythm in the middle part of the day, so that was great. We had chosen to leave a little bit later for warmth, but that did mean we became definitely shake and bake or corning ware through the mid part of the afternoon when it got pretty darn toasty, and then it clouded in the last 45 minutes were much cooler. I had through cough through a lovely coughing fit through thrown up my breakfast after that first steep incline, and then when we got to here, I started hydrating quite well, and then they brought us some soup, which was awesome. Some vegetable soup, broth noodle soup, my favorite. And then they brought lunch, and unfortunately there was a smoked mackerel on it, which triggered an instant almost explosion. Fortunately, my plate caught most of it, and then I went outside and finished the job, so all my hydration work had to be restarted, and I sort of felt bad. That's sort of not a good way to make a impression with your new cook here at Camp 2. But I struggle with canned fish at the best of times, and you put that on a 6,400 meter afternoon, and it was a bit much. So I'll keep replenishing fluids and try to get some more calories in. I did my first Sudoku puzzle while I was waiting for the sat phone battery to warm up. It'll be important that I really warm it up well, and it's amazing how humbling it is. I probably worked away at a one-star puzzle for, I don't know, 25 minutes. I still have a little bit more to go, which I'll work on once I hang up with you. Les, I have played 100s with some of the folks I've worked with in the past. We haven't actually broken out the cards. That may come soon. And glad to hear the garden's going great guns, Marion. I can't wait to see green things, because right now our color palette is white, gray, brown, and blue. And it's been snowing up here at Camp 2 for several days. They didn't really see the sun today, so it might be a little bit cooler for us. Every once in a while I give the tent a little bit of a bang, you might hear that, and that brings the light spindrift off. We had a really intense night last night, lots of wind. I was having some interesting dreams slash breathing patterns. Hopefully, with a little bit of exercise, those have worked themselves out today. I'll let you know tomorrow. But anyway, don't feel too bad here. Just a little bit worked. And so my job now, as per usual, is drink and breathe and drink and breathe. Take care. Thanks for all the good thoughts. And howdy from Camp 2. Bye.